Hi again, everyone. Crazy to believe the season is just about here. Earlier in the week, on Wednesday, the Pacers held their annual golf outing out at Brickyard Crossing, which benefits the Pacers Foundation. To me, it also marks the unofficial start to a new season. It's a time where we get to see the players once again, sometimes for the first time since the last year. Obviously, get to connect with head coach Nate McMillan, sometimes talk to executives, and also it's a kind of feel-good atmosphere as the players, team, sponsors, and more look ahead to the new year. Well, Nate McMillan talked for more than 13 minutes, and you'll hear that conversation in just a moment. Some of the items discussed was the youth movement, how it's kind of a prove-it year for so many on the roster, how they are going to live by hustle and heart, according to McMillan, potential starting lineups, which he really didn't get too much into, other than to say three roster spots are new from last year. Obviously, Thad Young, Miles Turner remain in place. Lance Stephenson, it sounds like the Pacers want to use as the sixth man. How will he respond? We'll get to that with him on Media Day. Also, I had to ask about Al Jefferson's weight loss. Now, he did that a couple years ago in his final year in Charlotte, so we don't know if it means or will end up meaning anything, but it's certainly noteworthy that he has dropped significant weight. Also, I had to ask, Damian Wilkins, what are we doing? Why was he brought in? Nate McMillan answered that. And so here's Coach McMillan talking to reporters less than a week before the start of camp. Media Day is set for Monday, September 25th, with camp to follow on the 26th.
Seems the feel around the team is this year with new roster, you got a lot of need to prove it type guys. And so in turn, it's a different kind of energy, Miles was saying about the team right now.
No question about it. It's a lot of energy around this upcoming season. We're excited about that, but you're exactly right. I think we do have a roster of guys that I expect to come in hungry, and I expect to have a chip on their shoulder, with something to prove. You know, two of our guys coming in this season are guys returning to the roster or returning to the Pacers, Darren Collison, and Lance came in for a few games at the end of last season. Those guys will be playing with a whole new roster of players. Lance will not have Paul George and David West and Roy Hibbert and George Hill. We expect him to come in and show maturity and, be the player that we feel he can be out on the floor. Darren Collison, the same thing. When he was here for his first time around, a young point guard, learning the game, we feel that now he's in his prime, and I'm excited to, be back in Indiana. We both chose each other. He had other options that he could have gone to, but he chose to come back to Indiana and play. So we're excited to have him on board. And, Miles Turner, a young, talented big that each year continues to improve. All of a sudden is playing with a roster that, really three new starters in that starting lineup. And, he's worked extremely hard to improve his body, to get stronger, improve his game, in the low post, as well as continuing to work on the perimeter. So as you mentioned, we do feel we have a number of players that are hungry and have something to prove.
Coach, will this training camp be different because you have so many new faces and trying to blend everybody together?
Yes and no. I know we will go a little harder. We'll have more two-a-days than we've had in the past because it's going to be a short preseason, and we want to try to build as much chemistry and give them as much as we can before the 18th opening night. But it's going to be a very competitive training camp because we have three guys at every position that can play. He's going to want to play, and he's going to have to earn the right to get out there and play. But I think it's going to be good competition. And as I mentioned, a team that, is, I think, more athletic than we have been in the past. I think we should be faster than we have in the past. And, that hustle and heart is basically something that we're going to live by. this season, you know, outworking you and showing hard when we're out there on the floor.
Does this feel like kind of a fresh start and maybe a little rejuvenation for you personally with such a fresh roster?
It is a new start in the sense that, you know, we lost, you know, Paul was an important part of this organization the last few years, and he's had, you know, brought a great deal of success to this organization, and we have now, we have nine new faces, so it is going to be, you know, somewhat new, you know, to the organization, you know, to our fan base. But I think, you know, the guys that we brought in, I think this is going to be a group that they're going to be proud of, both on the floor as well as off the floor. And, you know, we have an opportunity to, you know, mold these guys and, you know, create a culture that will be exciting. You know, we will win games. And, you know, we're looking forward to building.
Do you have in mind now a tentative starting lineup, or is it totally wide open?
No, it's not totally wide open. I do have in mind a group that we're going to put out there, the first five, on Tuesday for training camp. So, yeah, I have in mind, you know, the guys that they will be.
You are?
No. We won't talk about it. But, again, I think it's going to be good competition. And, I think this will be a group that will respect wherever they play, whether they are starting or coming off the bench. And we want to create good competition because we feel that we do have two, three at every position that could be starters. You know, I think, you know, the guys that will be coming off the bench probably once was a starter and feel that they could be starters in this league. So, I don't want them to focus on that. You know, we want to, you know, build the chemistry and become as tight as possible, you know, out on that floor. And I think these guys are willing to work that.
Because you are faster and more athletic and feel you're deeper, will that lead to you feel like you want to play at a faster tempo this year and that you'll be capable of doing that?
Well, I want to get after it, you know, and whatever that means. And I think, you know, defensively, getting after teams and, you know, pressuring, but certainly, you know, rebounding the ball has been an emphasis the last couple of seasons. It's going to be an emphasis this season. I think you got to be a good rebounding team to be a running team. And last year we was probably average, if average, rebounding the ball. So it's got to be a team effort. I think we can create and force the tempo, but we got to be able to rebound the ball. And I think if we do that, we will be able to you know, speed up our tempo.
With Lance not having a guy like Paul, familiarity with him, how do you expect that to be different for him?
Well,
have you had a conversation about that?
Yeah, I have had a conversation with Lance, and that's something that he's going to have to show. You know, I expect the maturity to show in his game. You know, there's been several teams that have given up on him, and, you know, he gets another opportunity to come back to Indiana, where he's had a lot of success to play. But he still has something to prove. And you know, we know what he's capable of doing, and we're looking forward to, you know, Lance showing that out on the floor, showing growth, showing his improvement, and becoming even better, you know, than he was the last few years. So he understands that. He's excited, certainly to be back. But, you know, now he must show that growth and that improvement.
Another guy that's back is Al, and he's one of those guys that there's a lot of conversation about him not being in shape and not being the guy you thought he might be. Miles said he's maybe dropped 40 pounds. What have you seen from Al? What do you need of Al this year?
Well, you know, Al has, you know, focused on getting himself in shape and, you know, losing some weight, and because the game has changed. You know, the game has changed, you know, since, you know, really he had success, and it's really changed for the five man. You know, Al has been a guy that has been a player that can establish the post game And you know, the game was more of a half court game, you know, two, three years ago, and it's really changed. You know, the bigs now are more out on the perimeter. You know, so not only do you have to be able to, you know, play to your strength, which is post ups for Al, you got to be able to defend out on the perimeter, defend the pick and rolls, and defend the 3-point line. As these bigs have to do nowadays, and you know, that's one of the things that he's tried to focus on. You know, losing weight, getting faster, you know, being able to you know, guard and rebound and do the things that we need for that five man to do.
Do you see Lance as a six man? Seems like he could back up maybe three different positions.
Yes, I do, and I've talked to him about that. Yeah. And I think that that can be a role that he can, I hope that he develop and establish, because he can be a guy that, I think those six, a six man is a guy who really is like a starter. And he can be a guy that can do a lot of things with that second group. With his ability to handle the ball, to score the ball, you know, he passes. He's a very unselfish player. So yes.
So you're not gonna try your hand out here on the golf link today?
Nah, I tried it years and years ago when all the NBA was getting into golf. I got into it. And then I bought a set of clubs, and then I didn't play no more. And then I got into it again and bought another set of clubs and didn't play no more. And then I got into it again, bought a set of clubs, and then play no more. So you got to put in time. Even to be decent, you got to put in time. You can't come out here two times a year and play this game. So now I show up, I look like a golfer. Sometimes act like one, but I'm not. It's all a fake. So just excited to be out here. And we do have some coaches representing, though. Coach Popeye, he picks up the clubs, and Coach Steve Ganzi picks up the clubs. So we have some guys representing the coaching staff.
Okay.
One
more.
Damian Wilkins signing was kind of out of nowhere. What have you seen from him, from a guy that hadn't been in the league for 4 years?
Well, veteran. You know, I think you need some veteran leadership in that locker room when you have a young group as we do, but you also need guys who will prepare themselves, and if they are called upon to be ready to play, he will do that. You know, we saw him a little bit in the D League last year. I've had experiences with Damian, and that role is an important role because you don't know when you're going to play, but you got to make sure that you are ready to play. You know, if injuries or you know something happens to you know the guys that are in front of you, and you know, do you prepare yourself to be able to do that? Will you accept that role? So, you know, I think he's a guy that can fit that role.
It's
for us.
Kind of similar to Elton Brand with Philadelphia for a year.
Yeah, a number of teams got, you know, guys like that, you know, veterans who they're pros and they keep themselves in good shape. And if they are called upon, you know, they can step out there and play, you know, some minutes for you or some games for you. And, you know, he keeps himself in good shape, and he's, you know, been here with our team for over a month now. And as I said, I've worked with him before. You know, he's going to be a pro.